All three of the Republican candidates challenging Long in the primary were at the forum. Jim Evans is running for Congress again, this time as a Republican. His main campaign issues are getting big money out of politics and working in a bipartisan spirit to get things done. Evans is taking a leading role in organizing this series of forums.
Well, it's unique because we have three Republicans and three Democrats who decided to work together in order to put together forums. Our idea was we need to, first of all, demonstrate that bipartisanship and working together is the best way to solve problems. And we want to do that by demonstration.
Benjamin Holcomb is another Republican running for the congressional seat.
I am running because I'm tired. I'm tired of doors being locked. I'm tired of VAs not being fully funded, and I'm tired of people not being heard.
The other Republican candidate besides Long is Lance Norris. He said he's motivated to help law enforcement and the challenges they face.
The war on methamphetamines, heroin, opiates. Our law enforcement community has been shortchanged by the federal government in the funding to fight this epidemic, and I am looking to remedy that.
Three out of the four Democrats running were also there: John Farmer de la Torre, Vince Jennings, and Kenneth Hatfield. John Farmer de la Torre, who studied foreign policy at Georgetown University, said he was concerned about the military strikes on Syria carried out over the weekend by the United States, the UK, and France. He said the president's power to use military force should be kept in check by Congress.
There's a time in order to set up no-fly zones, as we did in Iraq, as we've done in Syria. There are times to be involved. There's times to use the United Nations and the Security Council and diplomacy in order to limit death. There are good times to do that. So we have to think about our foreign policy and where we should be engaged in the world. We are not the world's policemen. Nation building doesn't necessarily work. But the United States does have a privileged position and a responsibility in the world to do something when other actors in the world are frankly abusing humanity. So the president should be limited.
Another Democrat, Vince Jennings, supports doing away with the Electoral College and supports legalizing marijuana across the board.
And the reason why I'm running is because the people need to get back into power. They're dissatisfied with the government, they're dissatisfied with their representatives, and they're dissatisfied basically with the way the country is going.
So you mentioned that you are running because you want to give the power back to the people. How do you as a candidate envision doing that tangibly?
Okay, different ways is, first of all, get people registered to vote, get them involved, get them out to vote, get them involved in their community as far as causes, and so forth.
And Kenneth Hatfield, an Army veteran who served multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, says his priorities are education and reducing the national debt, including what he sees as unnecessary military spending.
The reason I'm running, I feel like I have a moral obligation to continue my service after the military, where I served for 11 years, and I see the need in our schools, in our infrastructure, and in the amount of military spending that goes on that is far more than we need to, and we need to consolidate that and put it into programs to help people here at home.
So a lot of folks from the military would say that over the last decade or so that military spending has gone way down, and then that needs to be restated. But you're saying, look, we have unnecessary expense?
Right. Congress has just passed a bill to increase the defense budget by $65 billion. The deficit is outrageous. The budget's now $1.2 trillion. We can take that money, invest in our schools, create jobs, create infrastructure, and help the people at the bottom.
The candidates themselves were very civil at the forum, which is more than could be said about some of the audience members. One attendee in the front row lunged at another because of derogatory comments directed at a candidate over the issue of legalizing marijuana. The group of candidates plans several more forums together. The next one, Evan said, is scheduled for April 21st in Mount Vernon. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.